My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's the feast of St. John Vianney, and he's the patron saint of all priests. And so please keep in your prayers today, all of us priests, so much in need of your prayers. And see that it's not always easy work. With Jesus, the high priest, goes to his own home and preaches to them. Perhaps they had heard of the mighty deeds that he had done. And they had seen the crowds that had been following him. And yet, as he comes and speaks to them, they take offense at him. And so it's not easy, always, to announce the gospel of God, especially when there is a familiarity there that is oftentimes taken the wrong way. The presence of Christ can be something that we take for granted. And then we can lose our amazement, our awe of what is truly present with us. That's why in the book of Leviticus it says that they should do no sort of work. I like that phrase. I can do that more often. Do no sort of work on those feast days, on those holy days. Our Lord wanted them to do no work so that they would remember his presence, that he was truly with them, so that they wouldn't be busy about doing their own work, but they would be focusing on the things that God had done. They did no sort of work on these important feast days. And to be able to stop and to remember the presence of God, not just to be, well, I know who God is, I know everything about him, I know all of the work that he's doing, to be able to stop and say, who is this that is in front of me? Like the people in the gospel today should have done. They had Joseph right in the midst of them every day. They have the Blessed Virgin Mary with them every day. They had Christ in front of them and yet couldn't see him for who he truly is. So we should pray and stop our worrying and truly look for Christ. St. John Vianney, whose feast day we celebrate today, saw one of his parishioners day after day come to church. And he said to him, what do you say to Almighty God when you come here? Because he would just sit there in silence. And he says, nothing really. He said, I look at him in the Blessed Sacrament, and he looks at me. And this is the essence of prayer. This simple farmer understood God's presence with him. I look at him and he looks at me. My brothers and sisters, let's pray for the grace to be able to see God in our daily lives, in the midst of our work, especially when we're able to stop for a moment and realize that he is truly present with us. This gives us the strength to do all that he asks us to do and to follow him faithfully. We prepare our hearts to receive him now, here in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist.